Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. This is Positively Little All-Star Break. Activities going on this week. Had a great, great set of Crab Cake Tour shows. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty at the end of the Back to the Future scratch-offs. We're going to be in Eldersburg, beautiful Carroll County. We're going to be out with our friends at 1623 Brewing, talking some old Live Aid stories and some rock and roll. I'm sure some sports will be on the agenda as well on Friday as we get together with some deposed Baltimore Sun columnist as well as artist, and probably have a little bit of coffee too. We're going to be at Zeke's Coffee on Friday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I tell you, between all this baseball stoppage and we got Luke talking about football and the Ravens going next week, there still is like a major left in the golf thing. And I don't just mean the BMW, which is a pretty major deal here at Caves next month. This guy will be talking about that. And it's not often that I like inbound golf friends hitting me and throwing me notes, but I did put up a little Cantley thing last month. I was at a cave sweating it out with everybody out there, eating a delicious buffet, by the way, on media day. But to RJ Shepherd, he runs things over in West Baltimore, holds down a fort over there at Forest Park for our partners at the Baltimore Classic 5. Sent me a text saying, "Hey, how was media day?" You can, yeah, we'll talk some British, we'll talk about your kids, and we'll talk about the Orioles, and we'll talk about your golf game and all that. But like, you're all worked up for like a tournament coming to Baltimore, right? This is a BFD on the weekend. I'm going to be down at Ocean City doing Mako next month.
Yeah,
right?
and it's not just any tournament. It's a playoff event. This is the top 50 in the world. Yeah, top 50. I think that's right. Coming down to Baltimore for a playoff event to make it to the Tour Championship, which is the following week in Atlanta. But it's a huge event. So I would definitely be there that Sunday. And I was at, like I told you, I was actually there when Cantlay and DeChambeau had that playoff. It was insane.
I was out there. You asked me how the media day was going, so let's start with that, and then we'll get to what's going on in West Baltimore. Everything good? I mean, the Orioles stole last place on that side of town too, right?
Yeah, so we got shellacked yesterday. What can you do?
I love that you love the Orioles. I see you and your son, and so we'll get to all of that. But so I went at the media day, and I drove up the hill at Caves. And, you know, I've been there a handful of times. I've never played the course, although it's been offered to me a million times in a million ways.
Oh, come on, Nestor.
Hey. Yes. I've eaten delicious meals up in that beautiful little area up there. Yeah. I watch all of the real golfers like you walk around. And but they were erecting that entire
grandstands.
Yeah, it's like Blazing Saddles, dude. Yeah, it's like they come out and erect a city on the golf course. They've done some things to the golf course to make it more challenging, less challenging. They've rearranged some hills and done some things out there. So, I mean, this thing is playing up like almost a major kind of course, right?
It is.
It's always been the cream of the crop and where the rich people have the country club and like all that stuff. Not like Classic Five and like, hey, come out and play Forest Park or come out and play Mount Pleasant or whatever. Different kind of experience from caddies all the way through to Michael Jordan and playing up there and whatever. But I would say this. I went up there and I'm watching them erect that thing. And I too was there the playoff day. I didn't stay to the end of the end. I was there 5 hours, man.
Yeah,
I was there from like
a long evening.
Yeah, I was there from like 10 to 3.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, it was in the middle of my first Crab Cake Tour. And my Crab Cake Tour is always in August because our anniversary is in August. We have our 27th anniversary. We're going to change to 26th Oyster. 27th anniversary is August 3rd.
Wow.
And I was in Ocean City. It's Mako weekend, right? So I came back and John Maroon, lifer friend, business partner, all the things that he is, good man, all that stuff, who's a big part of the BMW as well. I text him. I'm like, John, I'd like to come out, but I don't have a ticket. I don't have a press release. He's like, just come out here. I'll get you, you know, your media guy, get out here, right? So I came out that last day on a couple of hours notice. I didn't know I would be back in Baltimore, to be honest with you. I was traveling the whole state. I ate a crab cake in every county in the state that month. So it was sort of like I was a little worn out, but I went out for 5 hours on a hot day. It's hilly, right? I walked it, saw everybody, saw lots of people. I was out on the where 17 and 18 were, and then I came home. I came home. I was living downtown at the time. Came home and just watched it on TV, and it went into sunset. I mean, they almost had to push it to Monday.
Yeah.
It was one of, not just because it's a Baltimore thing or if you're a golfer or not a golfie, but watching Cantlay on the video screen, they put the whole thing together for everybody on media day as you put us back into that mind frame of where we were that weekend. I mean, it's
It
a
was incredible.
legendary top
Yeah.
50 all-time sort of finish in the history of the PGA, right?
For sure. Yeah. It was incredible. It was incredible, man. People were just running around, going to the different holes, trying to catch them, and they were going at it. They were going at
They
it.
were
So
great shots too,
I don't know if that's
memorable
gonna happen
shots,
this
right?
year. I don't know if that's gonna happen this year, but we'll see.
I mean,
Yeah.
there were
We'll
shots
see.
like there was a roar of the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Like
Oh
there
yeah.
were
They were
just big, big
sticking it. They were
shots.
throwing darts, in the playoff. They were throwing darts at the pin. So back and forth, back and forth. Birdies, birdies,
Well,
so.
as a golf guy, is it the, I mean, how many golf tournaments have you been to that are of that a PGA caliber? Not just regionals you played in. I mean, maybe you're
Yeah.
a PGA pro. I mean, not, but I don't know if you went up to Jersey with your dad when you were a kid for something. I mean, I went to an LPGA Open final up in New Jersey before it came to Baltimore when Annika Sorenstrom won it when you were probably born in the 80s.
Oh
I mean,
wow.
like,
Okay.
dude,
Wow.
Jack Gibbons sent me to cover golf. Like, I mean, I don't even know what, I didn't even know the rules. I mean, I did not grow up with golf in my life. I mean, I honestly, other than, and my dad didn't watch it. My dad didn't do horse racing or golf. My dad did baseball, basketball, boxing. My dad, you watch what your dad watches. So for me, golf is those things. It helicopters in for people who don't play it every week or watch it every week. But when it helicopters into Baltimore like this, it's kind of the way Preakness caught on, even though I wasn't in a horse racing family, because every year it came and it was a BFD and it was a Triple Crown. And even if you didn't like it or know it, you knew it was in town and there were concerts and there were things. This BMW thing is one of the real, look, we might not have an AFC championship game this year. We're not going to have any baseball playoff games or World Series. This is a like a real World Series. This is a big,
It's
big
probably the
thing for
biggest
Baltimore.
event we're having. I mean, honestly, it's probably the biggest event we're gonna have this year.
And we didn't get
Honestly.
World Cup either, right? Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, like I said, it's a playoff event. I've traveled the Congressional down in DC. Tiger had his event there. He also had his event down in Virginia at RTJ, Robert Trent Jones Club. They actually just had a LIV golf event there, but I ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
But
we need to talk about that.
yeah, so
Listen to my Johnny O
I've
piece with
traveled to
Todd
DC,
Schuller.
Virginia, to watch some events, but to have it, 15, 20 minutes away from you, it's awesome. It's
Was that
awesome.
the greatest thing you've ever? I mean, you've been to baseball games. I don't know if you were at the Delmon Young or whatever, but I really want to put this into perspective. By the way, RJ Shepherd is here. He runs things out at Forest Park. I don't even think I even properly, I feel like we're all friends because I watch you on Facebook and stuff. And you can go out and get a lesson, and we're going to do all that. And he's with kids all day. So this will be the worst experience of your life sitting here talking to me today about the British Open and about all this.
Yeah,
But
I got a camp going on right now, so I took a break to join you.
You're moving sideways. There we go.
Oh,
So
sorry. Okay.
that's okay. So I would just say this: you're a real sports fan. You're a Raven guy. You and your child go to Oriole games, and man, I think I've been very, very blessed. And I don't talk about it. You might not even know it if you haven't watched my documentary. I've been to 27 Super Bowls, so I was there for every
Whoa.
Brady, for every catch, not catch. I mean, I did 27 Super Bowls. I've been to 55, 56 World Series games. So when I think of big home runs and big moments, I was there when Joe Carter, won
Oh,
the World Series.
wow,
So I've
Toronto,
been to things, right? I've been, and
yeah.
then, but people always come to me. They never ask me what's the greatest sporting. I was a Cal Ripken 20. I mean, I've been at a lot of things, right? People come up to me and they say, what's the best crab cake? I got that on my yoga mat twice last week. It's crazy. I'm getting ready for class. I'm all stretched out. I'm getting sweaty. What's the best crab cake? That's what I get. But the thing people hit me about is what's the best concert you've ever seen? What's the best, what, like, I get those kinds of things. Sports is the thing I'm known for. Nobody ever asked me, but I've got so many that I don't know. Like, I mean, I've been a part of two Super Bowls
Yeah,
in
I
locker
mean,
rooms and
yeah, for
like in
me,
rooting
yeah.
books, but like, things
For me,
you attend when you attend, and you're a golf guy and you attend
yeah.
the thing like Case, you may think, I'll never see
Oh,
that
yeah.
kind of drama again
No.
on an 18th hole that I'm on, like seeing a no-hitter or seeing three home runs this week. This kid hits three home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's things you'll never see
It doesn't
again.
happen, right? Yeah. The biggest event for me was the AFC Championship game we hosted against Kansas City a couple years ago, 2 years ago. That was pretty amazing too. We lost, unfortunately, as you know, but being there, Mahomes there, Kelsey, it was awesome. But
Taylor Swift was there too. Let's bring her up. Like
and
she
Taylor
was
Swift was
there.
there, correct?
She
Yeah,
was.
the camera was on her, but that was probably the biggest event I've been to, honestly.
But out on the golf
Sporting
course in the
event, yeah.
playoff to be there in person, that roar and everything that happened that day, that if you were there or if you watched and if you're associated with golf, it's a memorable moment that will be spotlighted in 4 weeks when it comes back here and say, Caves is cutting a reputation if it can be very hard to top that Sunday. I'll say that, and I think everybody out there on media day,
For
you asked the
sure.
vibe of
For
media
sure.
day is sort of like, hey man, we had something really special. There was a point where they talked about Memphis and how hot it was the week before, and this time of the year for these kinds of players. And right now, they're going to play the British or the Open. I don't know. I had to Google this up. I'm like, I don't know what I know about Royal Court Rush, if we're talking about, these amazing UK courses, right?
Well, it's actually kind of it's a different course. It's only the second time I think in the last 60 years it's in Ireland. So a Port Royal Port Rush is in Northern Ireland. Usually the British Open is in England or Scotland, in the UK, but this is in Northern Ireland, home of Rory McIlroy. So he's one of the top contenders, and it was last there in 2019, and Shane Lowry, he's also from Northern Ireland. He won in 2019. Look out for those guys this week. It's a little different course, as you know, over there. The wind is going to be very, it's a links style course. Not many trees out there. It's not like a parkland here. It's links style. You have the sand dunes. It's right off the coast of Ireland, so the wind is going to play a huge factor. If that wind is blowing, it's going to be a tough challenge for them, but they can handle it for sure. They can handle it.
When you get young kids out on a course, and they watch golf on a weekend like this, and the best players in the world are playing, and they see it, and it looks like it's on a different planet. And to me, I guess as a kid, and this speaks to golf being not a kid for African American kid from West Baltimore, kid that was a baseball kid from Dundalk, who nobody, Mr. Frank played golf, and I didn't know anybody else in the neighborhood even played golf or had golf clubs or even saw what a golf club was, to see a Pebble Beach. You know what I mean? To see those cliffs. And I'm like, Dad, Ocean City don't look like that. You know what I mean? And even like the Bob Hopes, and you go out to Palm Springs and see that. The azaleas, and when you see the Masters, that looks a little East Coasty and foresty and tree. Doesn't look a little, maybe Pine Ridge a little bit. You could have a little vibe about that if they planted the right trees out there or whatever. But when you see these European courses, these links style courses with these giant holes of, they're not sand dunes or traps. They're like, villages.
Yeah,
And
you get lost in them.
I mean, it looks like it's on a different planet, though, I would think, from a terrain standpoint, for the young people that are out playing junior on your course this morning out of Forest Park, right?
It's the home of golf. It's the original golf, how golf was originally played. Before, we had all this, America kind of brought a little more aesthetics to the golf course. Like you said, the flowers, the terrain, how they do the cut of the fairways, how it's nice and striped. I'm sure when you went to Caves, the fairways were like striped in a perfect line. I'm sure it was perfect. Not a blade of
Well,
grass out of
around that
place.
thing they were erecting in front of as I'm coming up the hill. I mean, it was just sticks at this point. It was like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I took a picture of it just to see what it looked like that day, to see, like, when I go back, how grand that they literally build a stadium there,
So over there it's kind of more natural. You might see a little brown spots. The green might be a little slower than say the tour courses, but it's how golf was originally played back, 1800s, going
Have you
back
ever
then.
played on one
So
of those courses?
no, I've not been
There's
across the
nothing like that
pond.
in America that you've like they've
I
erected
played
in Arkansas and you went and played it or
last year I
something?
played in St. Lucia. Cabot St. Lucia. It was a new course that was built there. It has stunning views of the cliffs, and you're hitting over the ocean on certain holes. It
That's more
was,
like Pebble Beach, though, than
yeah, but it's
like,
more like Pebble Beach style. But it wasn't that many trees though. That's why I was kind of it was windy too. So a little bit of Linksy style, but
make you look like a fool or make you look like a genius? Or just pray?
early fool, but I started to warm up and get used to it. But
Are you
yeah,
doing that
it
Matt
was awful.
Stover, pulling the grass up and seeing which way it's blowing, doing all that?
Yeah, in the fairway, definitely. Definitely when it's blowing at least 15, 20 miles per hour, you do want to get an idea of, because it affects your club selection. If it's blowing into you, you want to take some extra club, and if it's downwind, a little less club, right to left, right left to right. You want to account for those things. So yeah, it's awesome, man. It's a lot of fun.
RJ Sheppard is the golf pro over at Forest Park. He's in West Baltimore. He's getting ready for, this is the best part of the day for you. You get 20 minutes. Like, how old are these kids you got out there today? Tell me about what you're doing out there, because we're gonna invite everybody out to play golf with you. We'll send them to any of the Classic Five locations,
Yeah,
whether it's Mount
please.
Pleasant,
Yeah.
down to Carroll Park. I'll go up to Pine Ridge. I always forget one. Which one am I forgetting? I'm forgetting. Hold on, Mount
Clifton.
Pleasant, Clifton Park.
Clifton.
I always forget Clifton. It's the
Yeah.
one I always went through on a 22
Yeah.
bus. It's one right by Ed Lauer's house, for crying out loud. Right by Coco's as well.
Yeah.
So none of
Yep.
the right, yeah, right by Montecello. Montebello. I'm sorry, I said
Montebello. Yep.
Montecello. Montebello. Whatever. Well,
Yeah,
really by Lake Clifton.
we got junior camps going on. We got multiple camps going on this week. I got a younger group, kind of under 10-year-olds,
Ooh, what do
and
they
we got
call?
a
They call them squirts or midgets in hockey. What do they call them in golf? Under 10?
peewee, yeah.
Pee-wee. That's a nice word. Yeah, that's good. Makes me think of Asian food these days in the airport, but that's a different thing altogether, so.
Yeah. So we got them, and we got a group from Wreck and Parks. Me and my partner Joe Inkwell, we have a group called Mood Swings. So we're partnering up with Wreck and Parks. They're here as well. So we got
What is
a
mood
couple.
swings? What's that?
That's what we're calling it. You know how golf, you know how mood, you know how mood you're in a certain mood,
Right.
when you wake up, and the mood swing. So we kind of tied it into golf, where you're swinging a golf club. You know how people have mood swings with their attitude.
Right.
But now golf, hopefully golf will bring these kids a good mood, put them in a positive mood.
Well, look, I listen. Our time is short today because I
Yeah.
had a window for you because you got to get back out.
I
Literally, it's not
do.
me, it's
Yeah. Do I
you.
got my assistant
So
coaches out there? I'm
here's
okay.
what
I
I'm going
got
to
my
do.
assistants out there.
I
Yeah.
want to take the mood swings thing. I want to box that up because I do want to talk a little baseball with you before I go,
Okay.
and as well get everybody out on the golf course to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But that mood—that's a crab cake thing. We got to do it. We got to sit and talk about that.
Yeah,
Like,
I'm mad I missed you when you were in Randallstown, but I was actually out in Ocean City on a golf trip. So,
man, I'm doing a bunch of shows next month, and I'm doing it in advance of the BMW. So maybe I
Okay,
get you out for a
we'll get
crab
together
cake
before the
in early
BMW.
August or
Yeah,
some. Bring you over to Beaumont.
that's
Maybe
perfect.
Beaumont probably works out great because that's
That's
in
right up the
Kaysville.
street, right up the
Yeah,
street. Yep.
right, Kaysville. So it's the
Yeah.
7th of August. I'm at the Beaumont, so write that
Let
down.
me write
And
that down.
that's a week before the BMW in the afternoon. You come out and bring the mood swing thing to me there. We'll get a crab cake. We'll get some, you know what we'll do? Don't tell anybody. I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat next month, and I'm going to spoil one of the things. It's that fried lobster tail they do over there. If you've ever had that, you're going to have that with me, and it's going to blow your mind. So the
Wow.
7th of August, because we're kicking the thing. It's my 27th anniversary. We're kicking it off. We're literally
Yeah.
kicking it off there that day at Beaumont.
Oh,
So
perfect. I'm there.
So
I'm
we're going to do
there.
it. We're going to do
I'm
it.
there.
We're going to do it. All right.
In the calendar.
I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat in 27 days. They're not all as bougie as a fried, to deliciously, delicately fried
Seafood.
lobster,
Yeah.
but this will be the bougiest thing I eat on the whole tour. I mean, some of it's
Okay.
like snowballs and cookies and
Yeah.
peach cake and things like that that I love.
27 things, that's a lot.
Mood
Yeah.
swings. I won't Google this for you because I thought, like, I worked with another golf course at one point, and they would do lighted, like, day night glow golf, right?
Yes.
Nighttime
At
glow
night.
golf.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So I thought maybe that I work with a bowling alley up at Greenmount where they had a Taylor Swift night where they put the disco lights on. I'm thinking like light up the range. I'm thinking play music like they do out at
Yeah.
the trash open. I'm
Yeah.
figuring mixing
Yeah.
it up
Oh,
with
yeah.
kids, play some
Yep.
hip hop
Good
music, play some
vibes.
rock and
Yeah.
roll, whatever. That's what I thought like mood swings would be like drop-in center where I met John Allen in 1979, who's my guest on Wednesday. That's all. You
Okay.
know?
Yeah, I like that. We can add some vibes to it. That'll be dope.
Mood
That'll be
swing.
nice.
I
Yeah.
just didn't know what it was. So, all right.
It's the golf camp. We that's yeah. Yep.
Orioles,
That's the
buyers,
brand. That's the
sellers. Where
brand.
are you?
Yep.
One of the Orioles.
I think we're sellers.
Yeah.
We had a shot there, but we kind of drifted back. Definitely just the series against the Marlins, and who was before that?
Mets.
The Mets. Yeah. Those two series
I
kind of
watched
joined.
the team
I'm
play
going to
because
the
I'm.
game. I'm going to the Rockies game here later this month for the
Now they
giveaway.
can win that one.
Yeah, hopefully we sweep them. But that's why I'm going to that one. I'm like, we should be able to take care of the Rockies.
Yeah,
So
enjoy Ryan O'Hearn while he's here. You got
yeah.
a few more at bats left after the All-Star game. RJ Shepherd's out on the course as far as, but give the big invitation to get everybody out there. I'll talk
Yeah,
Ravens with
please
these
come
folks.
out. It's summertime. Summertime, weather's good. Have fun. Bring the whole family out. Kids are out of school. Kids want to have fun. Kids want to have an outlet. So just give them golf, and it's a fun family activity. We got the ladies groups, we got the men's senior groups, a bunch of different leagues and activities. We do a bunch of clinics. We had two clinics this weekend, one with my church. Yesterday I did a clinic with my church, and then Saturday we actually did one with the yacht club, Neptune Yacht Club in Baltimore. They got the boats down at Fells Point.
You got churches, yacht clubs,
Yeah,
kids,
they're getting into it.
black,
We
white,
got a
young,
yeah,
old, male, female. I was
everybody's
out at
welcome.
Costas the other day and a bunch of women came in there and they've been golfing. The
Yep.
new Costas in Timonium. So, I mean,
Wow.
it's not.
It's golf in a
Listen,
great place right now. Yeah, it
I'm getting
really
my
is.
back. My back's getting a little bit better. Oh, dude, do you have one more minute? Because I got to bring this
I'm
up with
good.
you.
I'm good.
All right. I haven't been drinking, okay? And I want to tell you this, all right? But I was drinking when this happened. Fair enough. Sunday afternoon, my wife and I walked into Cooper's North. And
Yesterday.
Sunday. You call it yesterday, but if they
Oh,
hear this
okay.
on Tuesday, they don't know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Sunday I went in and there was a rain delay on the Orioles. You know this, right? So they're showing the Frank Robinson statue speech with Janet Marie and Lou Angelos and Roland Heeman from 2012. So
Wow.
that's on the screen. And
Okay.
then on the other screen, RJ, it was like a Saturday Night Live skit because the sound wasn't up. There were dudes kicking big ass green tennis balls that look like soccer balls into on golf courses, on legitimate foot golf.
Foot golf. Yes, we have that at Carroll Park. We have that at Carroll Park. Check it
I
out.
can't say
It's a
this
nice
on
football
out
court.
loud, but DAFAQ. What the what? I mean,
It's yeah, it's different, but yeah.
there was an Argentinian guy who looked like Messi, but he looked more like a fat Maradona, to be honest with you. And he's got an Argentinian thing on, and he kicks a thing, and he falls to his knees. I swear to you. The sound, country music was blaring in Cooper's North. Terry, we got to fix that. But nonetheless, I'm watching it without sound. So I'm watching these men all jump on each other and hug each other as though they've scored a goal, goal, goal,
Yeah.
goal, goal, goal.
Yeah,
And
yep.
they're on a golf course, and
The
the
World
ball's
Cup.
as big as your head, and it's green like a tennis ball, but it kicks like a soccer ball, and it's going into a tee, a legitimate golf tee, with
Yeah,
a
the big
hole as
hole
big as a
for
manhole.
yeah,
I'm like,
foot golf.
what is
Yeah.
going on? My wife looks at me. I looked at her. I'm like, and I'm not kidding, and I'm not even, this isn't comedy, but I'm working on my comedy, and I'm going to bring my comedy out on the road soon. Mickey Coachella is helping me. The next thing that happened wasn't the ball game because it was still in rain delay. And they
Yeah.
went from foot golf, where they showed Austrian champions. They had a senior division. They had an American team. The Slovenians are
It's
really good
serious.
at
Yeah,
it.
it's
Like,
serious.
and they're all
Yeah.
wearing jerseys that look like World Cup
Soccer
soccer
jerseys. Yep.
jerseys, right?
Yep.
And they're out on a golf course kicking this thing. It's a damnedest thing. So that ends. And the next thing that it was on ESPN. The next thing that comes on,
Wow.
dodgeball. No, I'm
What?
not talking. No, professional dodgeball.
You watching ESPN Ocho?
Dude, I have no idea what I already went through DAFAQ. I mean, F U K. I don't know what I'm still trying to get into golf and
Hey.
figure out where they're
Yeah.
playing in Northern Ireland this week and come and see you. And the other thing I had for you, we need to go through at the Beaumont over this
Yeah. I
lobster
can't wait. I can't wait.
is
Yeah.
peewee is what you call them. I'm trying to think of all the insulting things that they call kids when I, so we had midget, bantam was bowling, right? We had Pony League, which was big baseball kids, right? We had
Okay.
squirt. Squirt is a
Squirt is
hockey
one.
term.
Yeah, yep.
Squirt's a hockey
Yep.
term. I don't know what junior is now. We call everybody, with girls. I don't want to insult young ladies, so I ain't even go gender cross gender and all that. But like they, I'll start with that too. So I'll be happy to. I'm non-denominational anti-lib, as you know. But Pee-wee junior, what else do we call? Is there a bantam? Is there a what do we call young people?
Yeah, just juniors, and then
Junior.
you can go into preteen or teenagers. Those are
You
kind
know,
of
in
the
soccer, they don't soccer smart. It's U14, U12. That they don't call.
Oh
They just
yeah,
call
we
them
have that
U.
too. That's
They
what
just
we
call it
have that
U,
too.
right?
Yeah,
That's the way
junior,
junior golf is,
our
right?
PGA Junior League, we have 13U and 17U. So
U19 too, right? Like it's all of that cutoffs, right?
right. Yeah,
All
yeah.
right,
Once you're an adult, but yeah,
now
once you're an adult,
I
then it's
got the
all
answer.
right.
But you, when you said peewee, that makes me pee my pants. It does. Just
If
saying
it's,
peewee makes
yeah,
me
if it was
think of
for real
like
young kids
makes me think ba bam
with
bam
the
bam bam bam
with our first
bam.
tee program on Saturday mornings, they're 4 to 6 year olds actually, so they're real young. They have like the plastic clubs, and the 4 to 6 is the pee wee for the first tee on Saturdays. So
In my
yeah.
neighborhood, when I played that league, we called a training league in baseball. We hit off the tee, tee ball.
T-ball,
Tee
right.
ball was baseball, is what we called that. But then after that, it was
We're
just
just out
like,
there having fun, yeah.
it was like little league. And in my neighborhood, it was like 7, 9, 10, 12. It was kind of, they play 10, 12. They play 12, 14. Like that's what we called it. But
Yeah.
when we went up to Eastwood, they called it the Pony Leagues. But hockey was always like squirt, midget. It always made me titter because I covered hockey. So nonetheless,
Yeah.
juniors and peewees, Forest Park, RJ Shepherd's my dude. He's out there training them up, dying with the Orioles, living with the Ravens, but never
Yeah.
living with
Training camp's
Lips.
coming up. Yeah.
Live, whatever they calling it. Hey man, and I will be out, courtesy of my friends at Curio Wellness. Thank you very much, Wendy and Michael and everybody. They invited me. I got the invitation on the last day.
At the stadium.
No, BMW
Oh,
man. I'm
the
gonna be out of
BMW.
K.
Oh,
Oh
yeah. I'll definitely see you
yeah. I'm
there.
good. So
Yeah.
my tour is gonna be down at Mako on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday I come back, and it's in the middle of my 27 favorite things to eat next month too. So on
Okay.
that Sunday I'm gonna be out of K. So I'm really looking forward to coming out, and I'm not gonna be a dope and come out at 10 in the morning and get like worn out by 3 o'clock. I'm going long haul this time. I'm going
Yeah.
out. I'm
Yeah.
gonna sleep in.
You gotta see the end,
Get
yeah, in
there at
person.
one, two, get there
Yeah.
when get there and be like,
Yeah. You should be over
focused.
around 6, 6:30. Yeah.
And watch. It'll be a walkover, five
If
stroke
it's not a
lead on the
five
back
hole
nine or
playoff.
something. I
Yeah,
hope I
sure.
get a two hole playoff at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me some drama is what I need when I'm out there for the day. BMW's coming. I love having RJ on. I don't tell
Me
Ed, I
too.
love him too. I don't want to get anybody
As my
mad,
guy.
Tom,
As
anybody.
my guy.
They're
Yeah.
all you're all my
Yeah.
guys. You're the
Yeah.
Classic Five guys, even though I always forget our friends at Clifton, Mount Pleasant and Forest Park and Carroll Park
Carroll
and
Park.
Pine Ridge. And I do this without a script, okay? Because I mean I could go up and read, but I always try to forget one just to let them know that I remember. I'll get
Yeah.
Tom on too. The Phillies are better than yours. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson in Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive and the 83 World Series, Tom.